During the lockdown, obviously, I'm just trying to keep as busy as possible with small activities around the house. I play quite a lot of PlayStation, so that's taken up quite a bit of my time. And then I've also spent a lot of time just watching the latest series on all the different streaming websites. So, yeah, that sort of kept me busy. And then, yeah, obviously, just trying to stay fit and active. So, doing as much as I can fitness-wise around the house, and that just to, yeah, keep those fitness levels up and, yeah, not just sit around watching TV and playing PlayStation all day. I haven't really learned any new skills or tried anything new. I've started making a lot of smoothies, but that's just down to not having anything else to do. So I've tried to come up with a few different smoothie recipes, and I've been trying that out. So, yeah, that's one sort of, I suppose, skill that I'm getting better at. And then I've also been practicing a lot of chipping and putting in the garden with my golf. Yeah, I enjoy golf. It's probably my favorite hobby. So just trying to keep busy with small things like that, just to sort of let the time go by as quick as possible. Usually, I'm quite a relaxed, chilled guy. Yeah, obviously, like I said, I enjoy getting outside and playing golf and stuff. But yeah, I'm not. I wouldn't say the lockdown has affected me too much, apart from not really being able to get out there and play cricket and sort of go to gym and stuff. Other than that, hasn't really affected me too much. I'm quite happy to just stay at home and, you know, do what I need to do. Yeah, obviously it would be nice to get out and about, but it hasn't really, I haven't really been too bothered by it, to be honest. Yeah, obviously, being a part of the England series and not actually getting a chance to play a game, I think a lot of people probably would think it would be a disappointment, but I think for me it actually probably was one of the best things that could have happened. Just because, yeah, you get to experience a team culture. I got a chance to interact with all the players and sort of experience what being part of an international setup was like, and also understand or train with the guys, and you sort of understand the level of intensity that is required at that level. And I think having the few weeks with the team, not playing but being able to learn all those things and pick up on all those things, that when I did get an opportunity to play against Australia, I felt that much more prepared. And I think, yeah, it really prepared me for what I encountered against the Australians. So whilst obviously you always want to play, I think not playing but being in the environment for the England series was really beneficial for me. My highlights from the past season, I definitely have to start off by saying scoring two centuries in the four-day game against the Titans. Yeah, for me, red ball cricket is really enjoyable, and I really, yeah, one of my ultimate goals is to play Test cricket. So to be able to put in a performance like that, scoring two centuries in 1 4-day game, was something that I was really proud of and definitely a highlight for me. And then, yeah, going on to win the MSL with the Paul Rocks team was really special. Obviously, from not originally being drafted to any team in the MSL to then coming in as a replacement for Aidan Markram, and then playing the whole tournament with the Paul Rocks, and yeah, making what I felt like was quite a good contribution to the winning success was definitely a highlight for me. And then I think obviously my international debut in Paul against Australia was, yeah, so far the highlight of my career. It's something that you dream of, and you build up, yeah, so much growing up, and to finally get there obviously means a lot to me and was definitely a highlight. And then being able to, yeah, do reasonably well in that game was also so really special. Yeah, working with the Proteas coaching staff, yeah, I really enjoyed it. Obviously, most of them have played international cricket, so they bring a lot of experience or past experience of playing at that level. So yeah, that's something that I really enjoyed. Working with Shaq Ellis is also really enjoyable. Obviously, being a Wynberg old boy, there's already that connection. And then I think just being able to tap into his brain and find out what worked for him at an international level and what made him successful for so long is something that you don't always, or you're not always going to get the opportunity to get that information. So being afforded that opportunity was something that I really enjoyed, and I tried to obviously just take as much out of it as I possibly could. Being from the same franchise and obviously having played together for the last couple of seasons, obviously I stuck close to Yanemar Milan just because we're familiar and know each other quite well. And then obviously I've played with Quinton de Kock in the MSL a couple of years ago, so I spent quite a bit of time with him again just because I'm familiar with him, and I felt like we got on quite well. And then I also try to spend quite a bit of time with the likes of Rassie van der Dussen, Dave Miller, Temba, just because they've all played quite a bit of international cricket and they're all batsmen. So I felt like I could learn quite a lot from them. Obviously, you don't speak cricket all the time off the field, but the times that we did, I felt like it was very valuable just to sort of see and understand how they go about things and what they do to be successful at this level. My goal for the personal goal for the upcoming season is my way into the Proteas test side. Obviously, having played in the one day side now, I think first and foremost I'd like to continue to work hard and hopefully sort of keep my place in that side and continue to contribute to the one day team. But looking further ahead, I definitely want to play test cricket, and I think for me, I'm going to be putting a lot of focus in the pre-season and the winter tours onto my Red Bull cricket and pushing towards getting into the test side. So that's the goal for myself. And then from a team perspective, obviously domestically I'd really want to win a trophy. I haven't won any trophies since I've been at the Cape Cobras, so that's definitely something that I'm aiming towards, being able to contribute to the Cobras, hopefully winning a trophy this season.